Good morning, and welcome to News Briefing, your daily dive into the headlines that matter. I'm Arjiv, and joining me today is our esteemed reporter, Arohi. On this day in history, May 9, 1960, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the first birth control pill, marking a pivotal moment in public health and women's rights. Today, we're covering news from BBC News, NDTV News, The New York Times, U.S. Top News and Analysis, and many other leading sources, bringing you the latest from around the globe.
Good morning, Arjiv. Excited to delve into today's significant developments.
Absolutely. Let's kick things off with a major story out of Washington, focusing on free speech and the media. ABC has made a filing accusing the Trump administration of trying to chill constitutionally protected free speech, specifically concerning The View. Can you tell us more about this?
That's right. ABC's legal filing asserts that the Trump administration is attempting to silence their free speech rights. The core of the dispute revolves around whether The View should be subject to equal time rules, typically applied to political candidates. The administration's focus on the show highlights its enduring influence, despite being an old-fashioned broadcast TV program that started nearly three decades ago. This move is seen by ABC as a concerning attempt to interfere with journalistic independence and suppress critical commentary, sparking a broader debate about media scrutiny and the First Amendment in the current political climate.
A fascinating legal and media battle, indeed. Switching gears now to another critical aspect of U.S. politics, the midterm elections and the ongoing redistricting efforts shaping the electoral landscape. It appears Republicans are gaining a significant edge. What's the latest on this front?
The redistricting race has seen Republicans charging ahead, showing new bullishness after months of growing midterm fears. Over just 10 days, they've solidified substantial advantages on the House map. The national political landscape currently looks challenging for President Trump and the Republican Party, but these recent wins in the redistricting fight are expected to soften the blow they might have suffered otherwise, potentially propping up their numbers in the House.
And we've seen some key court rulings impacting these efforts, particularly in southern states. Can you elaborate on how these decisions are influencing the map, especially for Democrats?
Certainly. The Supreme Court recently made rulings that weakened minority voting rights, prompting Republicans in four southern states to move quickly to redraw districts. This is part of a broader push by the Trump administration to solidify Republican control. A major setback for Democrats occurred in Virginia, where the state Supreme Court struck down a redistricting push. Virginia was seen as a prime opportunity for Democrats to pick up as many as four U.S. House seats in the upcoming 2026 midterm elections, making this ruling a significant blow. Historically, majority-minority House districts, though designed to empower Black and Hispanic lawmakers by sending a surge of them to Congress, have also inadvertently opened opportunities for the GOP by concentrating Democratic-leaning voters into fewer districts, thus making surrounding districts more reliably Republican. The current redistricting actions seem to be amplifying this effect.
These redistricting battles clearly have long-term implications for the balance of power. Now, let's turn our attention to international affairs, where the war on Iran continues to dominate headlines and create global ripple effects. We're hearing about negotiations and economic fallout.
That's correct. The Trump administration is engaged in negotiations to end the war on Iran. An expert on Iranian politics from the Missouri University of Science and Technology has reviewed the status of these talks, noting the complexities and challenges involved in reaching a resolution. The ongoing conflict is having significant global repercussions. For instance, the war's focus is so intense that it's expected to delay progress on other critical issues, such as tariffs and rare earths, during the upcoming Trump-Xi summit.
And the economic impact is being felt far beyond the negotiating tables, isn't it?
Absolutely. High gas prices are just one immediate consequence, but analysts are warning that these are merely the beginning of the economic shockwaves from the Iran war. These effects are being felt globally. For example, Taiwan, one of the world's largest plastic users, is facing severe supply disruptions due to the conflict. The crunch is already trickling down into everyday life there, affecting industries reliant on plastic and demonstrating just how interconnected the global economy is.
A sobering reminder of how regional conflicts can have worldwide reach. Moving to other international news, we have updates from Moscow, Australia, and a major political shift in Hungary.
Indeed. In Moscow, the annual Victory Day display in Red Square was noticeably scaled back this year. The BBC's Russia editor reported from the scene, observing a quieter parade than usual, a contrast to previous year's more prominent displays. Shifting to Australia, there's an intense national debate surrounding the return of families linked to IS. Most Australians do not want these women and children to come home, citing trauma from past terror attacks, but advocates argue they are in significant danger if left abroad and should be repatriated. Finally, in Hungary, there's been a significant political upheaval. Nearly a month ago, Péter Magyar steered his TISA party to a landslide victory, decisively ending 16 years of rule by Viktor Orbán. Magyar has now been sworn in as the new prime minister. He's promised to push out puppets of the old regime, and many Orbán loyalists are already jumping ship, indicating a major realignment in Hungarian politics.
Fascinating developments across these regions. Now, let's head to India, specifically to the state of West Bengal, where there's been a historic political change with a new chief minister sworn in.
That's right. Shuvendu Adhikari, a prominent BJP leader and a former ally of Mamata Banerjee, has been sworn in as West Bengal's next chief minister. This marks a historic moment as he becomes the first BJP chief minister of the state, after his TISA party secured a landslide victory. His oath ceremony saw the formation of his cabinet, with five ministers sworn in, including notable figures like Dilip Ghosh and Agnimitra Pal. This transition signifies a major political shift in West Bengal, ending the long-standing rule of Mamata Banerjee's Trinamool Congress.
A truly significant political shift in one of India's largest states. And finally, let's end with something that often sparks curiosity and debate. The Pentagon has released documents concerning unidentified flying objects. What have we learned from these releases?
The U.S. government has indeed published a trove of documents related to UFOs, or unidentified aerial phenomena, as they are now officially termed. These releases include transcripts of pilot encounters, video clips of hovering objects, and audio recordings describing flashing lights and unusual aerial maneuvers. While they don't offer definitive answers, they provide a clearer picture of the reports the Pentagon has been investigating, confirming numerous instances where highly trained military personnel encountered objects they could not identify. It signals a new era of transparency regarding these mysterious phenomena, though conclusive explanations remain elusive.
Thank you, Arohi, for that comprehensive look at today's top stories. Before we sign off, here's a fun fact to ponder. Did you know that humans share approximately 50% of their DNA with a banana? It's a surprising connection that highlights the shared genetic blueprint across diverse life forms on Earth. That's all for today's news briefing. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you join us again tomorrow for more essential news and analysis. Have a great day.